Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3362 begins. Today's date is May 26, 2024, and the title of the episode is The Great Liberation Begins on November 5th. The Republic will be restored. Justice is served. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to threeharmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, threeharmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at threeharmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Hi everyone, we're just one day away from the launch of the Freedom Collection. This drop is close to my heart because it's all about celebrating our veterans and Memorial Day. Thanks to you, we'll be able to give back and support those who served. Make sure you signed up at patriotsapparel.shop to get early access and updates. Remember, quantities are limited, so be quick. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking because they're starting to realize their insurgency that they have set up when Obama first came into the White House. It is now failing. They're losing their grip on we the people, and they realize that their insurgency is not going to work the way they thought it was going to work. Does that mean they're going to stop? No, they're going to continue with their insurgency. But what is growing is the counterinsurgency that Trump started back in 2016. When he started to wake the people up, when he started to put everything into place, when he took control of the country with the military. And that happened on November 3rd, completed on January 6th. And now with the counterinsurgency growing, which means the other part of the counterinsurgency, which is the people of this country, as this grows and it gets larger and larger and larger, and you can see this from the rallies, it's showing the deep state players they don't have control. So what does the deep state do at this point? Do they say, hey, I give up and that's it? Or do they push even harder with chaos? Do they push even harder with war? Do they push even harder with everything that they have? That's exactly what they do. But the problem is the people of this country, the counterinsurgency, they see this. They see exactly what they're doing. And since it's the anniversary of George Floyd, what did Biden come out and say? He told the people to take action again. Think about this. This is like a signal telling BLM, telling Antifa, telling the illegals, it's time to take action once again. And as we head into the summer months, getting closer and closer to the presidential election, what do you think is going to happen? Think about it. They're trying to push a virus, which is the bird flu, very, very similar to what happened in 2020. But I don't believe it's going to work this time around. I think the people are hardened, and I don't think the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, I don't believe they're going to get what they want from the WHO, where the WHO has complete and utter control. So I do believe this plan is going to fail in the end. But you could see this is what they're trying to do. Now, if you look at the riots, they're trying to kick this up once again. They've tried to do this on the college campuses. I do believe this is going to continue on. And when we have something happen, I do believe we're going to see riots. Yes, it's the same players. They just change their costumes. They might keep their costumes. They might change their costumes. We'll have to see what the deep state has planned. But we know one thing for sure, that they're going to try this. Now, once again, this is the insurgency. The insurgency is a small group. that is trying to take control. A counterinsurgency is the military and the people together countering what this small group is trying to do. And I do believe Scavino sent us a message letting us know what's happening. There's an insurgency and a counterinsurgency, and I do believe the counterinsurgency is winning. This is why Trump is continually out there letting everyone know this is our final battle. We're going to have the great liberation. It's going to begin on November 5th. Does that mean when Trump wins the election that everything is finished, complete, everything is great? No, this is the message to Trump that he now has the military, he has the people, and the people now have shown him that, yes, you are our elected leader. We want you to clean up the deep state. And that will allow Trump to go after the deep state players. He's going to restore the republic. He's going to serve justice on these people. And the people will be with him in the end. So does that mean on election day, everything is fine? No, I do believe there's going to be a lot of chaos. Because remember, who's still in the White House? The deep state players. You think they're just going to give up control? You think they're just going to say, okay, you know what? We lost. We're going to leave now. We're going to have a smooth transition. No, they're going to fight to the very, very end. That's where war is going to come in. That's where chaos is going to come in. Yes, we're going to see chaos before this. But you could see they're not going to give up power very, very easily. But I do believe with the counterinsurgency, with Trump having the military and the people behind him, this is going to make it a lot easier for Trump to actually destroy the deep state players, destroy everything that they've been trying to do. And I do believe we are getting closer and closer to that. And the counterinsurgency is building like we've never seen in our lifetime. This is the second revolution. This revolution was fought with information. This revolution was fought by waking the people up and having the people fight for their freedom once again. This revolution is going to unite the country, and it's going to show the people who the true enemies are. And the people, they are seeing the true enemies. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about that individual that decided to take down that Satan statue in a government office. And it looks like all charges were dropped against this individual. Michael Cassidy says, "Not today, Satan. Pleased to announce the Iowa DA just dropped their absurd felony hate crime charge and instead offered a deferred judgment misdemeanor, a fine, no jail time, nothing permanent on my record, which I accepted. Many thanks to my family, my lawyers, my community, and the many Christians who have supported us morally and financially over the past several months. When Christians stick together, we can and we will win. I have more to say in the weeks ahead. In the meantime, please use this Memorial Day weekend to remember and honor those who gave their lives in service of our nation. Thank you." And if you notice, the deep state players, they're having a very difficult time pushing their agenda on we the people. As the people continually fight back, the people are winning every single time. It might take some time, but in the end, what happens is the people win. And we could see the people are going to win against the deep state as they bring these illegals into this country. And that's exactly what they are. They are illegals entering this country illegally. Actually, they're not even entering anymore. The deep state, they're just saying, you know something? We're going to round up people, bring them in here, and we're going to say, here, you have this country. That's exactly what they're doing, if you really want to think about it. They're going to all different places, telling people, come to a central location. We will pick you up and we will bring you and drop you into this country. This is an invading force. A tyrannical government is bringing their forces into this country to infiltrate our country from within. And the whole great replacement theory, or having the illegals vote and giving them a path to citizenship, where they say it's a conspiracy. Well, it isn't a conspiracy. Elon Musk put this out on X and says, "The goal of citizenship for all illegals is very clearly stated by the leader of the Senate. For some reason, a lot of people still think this is some crazy conspiracy theory." Take a listen to Schumer.
"Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented.
So he tells you exactly what they're planning to do. Then we have Jamie Raskin. And Jim DeMitt put this out on X and says, a top Democrat leader unveils liberal plans to give illegal immigrants the right to vote in local, state, and federal elections. Writes that illegals have a strong Democratic claim to being considered members, indeed citizens. So they're already ready to make everyone a U.S. citizen where they have the right to vote. Think about how long it takes someone who comes in this country legally. They want to do it in a split second. And they're bringing these people in here. They've told these people to come to this country. They've told the other countries, open your jails. Send everyone here. We don't care. We just need illegals. Why? Because we have an election coming up. Plus, we need our foot soldiers in this country. And we need these people to push chaos when the time is right. And we can see right now, this is where all of this is headed. And it's no longer a conspiracy. This is exactly what they want to do. Because again, they're going to have a very difficult time during this presidential election. Because this presidential election, unlike the 2020 election, Trump has, I believe, two times as much as he did back then. Instead of 80-something million votes, I do believe he's getting closer to 150, 160, maybe even 200 million people when this is all said and done. And how can you create the number of ballots that you're going to need? You won't be able to do it. First, you're going to need a candidate that can actually poll halfway decent. Because if you have someone who's polling at 1%, 2%, the number of ballots you're going to need are going to be absolutely ridiculous. So number one, you're going to need someone who's polling halfway decent. Now, right now, who do the polls show? Well, the Democrats saying they would rather have nobody. That's 27% of the people. But Michelle Obama is next in line. Now, maybe the poll didn't look at somebody else. But right now, we'll use Michelle Obama. She's at 20%. So right now, they need someone halfway decent. She's okay. He's okay. And they need the illegals. And then they need to actually create as many ballots as possible and shut down the elections so they can feed the ballots into their system. Do you really think this time around it's going to work? I don't believe it will. This is why they're preparing for something very, very different. Because number one, the virus isn't going to work. So we know they most likely can't use that. Number two, I don't believe they have enough illegals. I don't believe they have a candidate that's polling well. And I don't believe they'll have the ability to shut down the elections for a week, week and a half, 2 weeks to feed in the ballots. That means they're going to have to go in a completely different direction. And I do believe that's where war comes in. I do believe that's where the attack on the United States comes from. And I do believe that is going to include a cyber attack. And I do believe that's where all this is headed right now. But when you look at the Middle East and you look at Ukraine and you look at Taiwan, you can see there is war and chaos everywhere. And once again, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're working with many of these different leaders to clean up the funded terrorism around the world. Was there funded terrorism in Ukraine? Absolutely. Who is destroying the funded terrorists in that country? Putin. What do you think is going to happen when China goes into Taiwan? I do believe their mission is to destroy the funded terrorists. The same thing that Israel is doing right now. They are destroying the funded terrorists. Who's funding the terrorists? The deep state players, along with other individuals around the world. And what's very interesting is that Karma Patriot, she points this out to a interview that Trump gave. I do believe this was in the White House. And he said, we are now destroying all funded terrorism. So think about what is happening right now in all the different areas. If Trump was in the White House and he actually launched this operation and people saw him do it, how would this look? Instead, if you put the resident in there and all of a sudden he had peace, which he did across the Middle East, and all of a sudden there was no longer peace and everything happened under the resident, happened in Ukraine, happened in Taiwan, happened in the Middle East, and all this was happening under Biden's watch, the optics are pretty darn good, aren't they? And then take it to the next step. Is it the United States? Is Trump and the military taking care of these terrorists? No. He had each country go in and take care of terrorists outside of the United States. So each country is now taking care of the funding of terrorism. They're getting rid of them. Take a listen to what Trump said.
Hard on that, as are certain other countries in the Middle East. When I was there in May, I think it was one of the most incredible two-day meetings that I've ever seen, that anybody's ever seen. It was an amazing two-day period. We had 56 countries. We had everybody was there, the head of every country. Virtually, I guess, in every case, it was the head of the country. And we talked about terrorism and the funding of terrorism, and it will not be allowed. It will not be allowed. That would be the one thing that would end the relationship with any country. So I think there's a very big focus on that, the funding of terrorism, meaning it's over. The funding of terrorism, meaning it's over. It's over.
And think about it. Trump made it very, very clear that Obama, Hillary way of foreign policy for personal profit was finished. If Saudi Arabia, Iraq, UAE, India, and others wanted to trade deals or economic ties with the United States, all funding of terrorism must stop and they must clean things up within their own government. And he makes this point pretty darn clear when you heard him speak that everything was going to be cleaned up. And I do believe this is exactly what we see happening right now. The deep state, they're being destroyed. Their terrorists are being destroyed. Why do you think they're so desperate to stop Israel from going into Rafah? Why do you think they're trying everything and anything to stop it? Because this is exactly what's happening. The same thing in Ukraine. Why do you think all the funding was happening in Ukraine? Because they were trying to stop Russia from destroying the terrorists. What do you think is going to happen in Taiwan? I do believe the same exact thing. And we could see that that whole entire agenda now is building. And Karma Patriot, once again, is showing us that the United Nations says Taiwan is a province of China. So we already have the United Nations reinforcing that Taiwan is already legally owned by Communist China. And this statement is based on the UN General Assembly Resolution 2758 and from 1971, which recognized the People's Republic of China as the sole legal representative of China to the United States. So we could see that this is already going to be building right now, and we're going to see something happen very, very soon. Just like we're going to see something happen very, very soon out in Ukraine. I think we're going to see all these different areas all of a sudden start to flare up, and we're going to see fires in all these different, I don't mean literally fires, but, you know, war really building up in these different areas. And when you look at Ukraine, you can see already the Secretary General of NATO has said that the U.S. should reserve a ban on Ukraine firing its missiles against the Russian mainland. So during an interview with The Economist, we had Stoltenberger saying that we should be lifting the restrictions that would allow Ukraine to push Russian forces back, despite the obvious risk of escalation and a potential, you know, nuclear Armageddon. We should allow this to happen. I mean, really think about this for a second. I mean, right now we have Viktor Orban. He's out there saying, you know something, we're going to be pulling away from NATO because NATO wasn't supposed to be used with a non-NATO state. And now NATO is pushing a war with a non-NATO state against Russia. And Viktor Orban's out there saying, you know something, this is not what NATO is supposed to be. But you can see what the deep state players are trying to do. They're trying to start World War III. And I think it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Now, again, Trump, the Patriots, they know this plan. They know this is part of the 16-year plan. And I do believe this is why Trump, from the very, very beginning, said, we're going to be on the precipice of war, and I will be able to actually have peace, and I will be able to negotiate peace only if I'm elected. So as we approach war, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the people, they're going to be panicking. The people are going to say, you know something? We can't go to war. This war is going to be a disaster because this war is not often some far off land. War is going to be here on our shores. And yes, there are missiles that can reach the United States, can reach the cities here in the United States, especially if they're launched from a submarine. They will be able to reach any city in the United States. So I do believe people are going to see something that they haven't seen before, and they're going to see the side of Biden, the side of the fake news, all talking about war. And you're going to hear a president saying, no, we don't have to go to war. We can have peace. And I do believe he's going to be talking about peace. People are going to say, you know something, let's give this guy a shot here because he's talking about peace. Let's elect him and let's have peace. And I do believe this is going to bring people to the precipice, and it's going to actually give them the will to change. Now, before we get to that point, we know the deep state players, what they're going to do. They're going to try to cheat in the election. And we can see already that they're pushing the bird flu, and they're going to push this very hard. And you could see that they're already talking about certain cases. We already have Moderna and Pfizer in talks with the U.S. to make a bird flu vaccine, which is basically the same vaccine for COVID, mRNA. That's what they're talking about. And they're already talking to the Department of Health and Human Services, and they're already talking about, yeah, let's get this done. So you can see they're already trying to do the same exact thing, but I think it's going to fail because the people, they already understand, they already know that, yeah, you know something, the bioweapon, that didn't work. We were lied to. And the people are starting to learn that COVID wasn't as bad as they said, and this could have been taken care of very, very early on. Now, do I think the bird flu is the only thing they're going to use? For some reason, I don't believe the bird flu is going to give them what they need. They might all of a sudden tell us that there's something else out there. Remember, disease X. Is bird flu disease X? I don't believe so. I do believe they're going to be moving in a different direction because what just happened? The WHO failed to secure the global pandemic treaty or the agreement. The other nations couldn't come to an agreement, which means that they're going to have to release something that's going to scare the nations into accepting this. Now, will they be able to do this? We'll have to wait and see. But they've been warning of a disease X that is coming. Is bird flu it? If it is, I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to need something a little bit more scarier than the bird flu. And I do believe this is what they're probably going to try to use to convince the nations that, yes, we need the WHO in control. Let's talk about our health. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we're all searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addictions. Let me be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned expert featured in national media as he unveils a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Conalidine, the 100% drug free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, the Conalidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even named the official pain reliever of the UFC, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Conalidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it worked. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's just like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Conalidine doesn't make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Conalidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Conalidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below this video and check out Clint's amazing informative report on how Conalidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now, here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Conalidine product in the world for less than a dollar per day. Clint has provided this private link until midnight tonight. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trykono.com/x22 now and see for yourself, or click the link in the description. And as of right now, the WHO has failed, which means every time they're a bill, let's say in the United States government, if a bill fails, what do? They have an event to scare the nations or the people into doing something. Let's see how this plays out, and let's see what happens. But the other thing that we just saw happen is that another trans person went on a stabbing rampage in a Massachusetts movie theater. This individual, who's a male, who dresses up like a woman, stabbed four girls ages 9 to 17 without warning. Now, once again, these people are mentally ill. Most of these trans people are part of Antifa. This is why the deep state players are protecting them. And yes, they have other agendas associated with it. But you can see that these people are definitely mentally ill. And they're trying to actually reshape the school system. They're trying to create a lot more of these mentally ill people. And you can see that they started at a very, very young age. They infiltrated our elementary schools. They infiltrated our colleges. And they tried to convince the younger generation in all of this. This is why they started out with the pronouns, and they started out that you could be anything. And this is how you confuse a population. Actually, you make a population weak. Do you think Russia's doing this? You think China's doing this? No, they needed to make the country here weak. They needed our young generation confused. This way, if you have a confused generation and a mentally ill generation, is it easier to take over? Yes, it's much easier to take over a country if you have that type of population. Because when you look at other countries, they're going to be coming in with strong men. They're going to be coming in with a military force. We're going to have a confused military force. We're going to have a confused population that is weak. That's what they were trying to do from the very, very beginning. But you could see the people, they are now winning. Out in California, there was a teacher that refused to use student preferred pronouns. She was fired, and this teacher sued, and she was awarded a $360,000 settlement. That should tell you everything you need to know. Because once again, nobody can tell you what to call someone, and you shouldn't be fired, you shouldn't be penalized, and you can see that this is not going to work, and people must fight back, and the people are fighting back. Just like the parents were fighting back against the school system. And you could see the deep state players, they didn't like that. That's why the FBI, DOJ were looking into the parents, because the parents were stepping up. They were actually going against the infiltration, and the deep state players did not like that. But you can see we're coming up to the anniversary of George Floyd, and we can see that Biden is out there trying to convince everyone that now is the time. Now, are they going to try something? Most likely. They will. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But think about it. Look at George Floyd, and then look at Lake and Riley, and then look at Wikipedia. Look at how they shape this. The media does this too, and Wokeness put this out. It says George Floyd, murdered by a white police officer. Lake and Riley, killed by blunt force trauma. See the difference? No, Lake and Riley was killed by an illegal that Joe Biden allowed in here. And when you look back in time and you look at the autopsy report of George Floyd, it says Section 3, no life-threatening injuries identified. Then if you go down to Section 6, it says fentanyl, 11 milliliters, norfentanyl, 5.6 milliliters. So he was on drugs. And what's very interesting, and Wokeness put this out, it says 28 posts from Biden about George Floyd, zero posts from Biden about Lake and Riley. One was a criminal who died with a fatal dose of fentanyl in him. The other was a nursing student killed by an illegal alien. That should tell you everything you need to know. And Annie Ngo put this out on X and said, many are unaware that the area where George Floyd died became occupied by the far left and renamed as the George Floyd Autonomous Zone for over a year. 11 people were shot in over 230 shootings. So this is a complete and utter nightmare there. And look what happened. I mean, there were 11 people that were shot in 230 shootings. And this is the George Floyd area. This is what they want the country to be. They want the country to be a third world nation. But it looks like Biden is out there telling his people, now is the time to act. And he put this out on X and he says, George Floyd should be alive. He deserves so much better. Well, maybe if he didn't take fentanyl, he would be alive. He says, now let's act in his memory. Every time they say this, it's like a signal to the groups of Antifa, the groups of BLM, the illegals, telling them now is the time to hit the streets. Now is the time to have protests. And let's see how this plays out, because I do believe everything that they tried to do to Trump back in 2020, everything now is going to be turned around and it's going to be done to Biden or whoever is in that role. It could be Kamala Harris. Whoever's going to be there, it's going to be done to them. It's going to be done to the deep state players. And we can see that's exactly what is happening right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Jack Smith's case is completely and utterly falling apart people are starting to learn that they were going to raid Mar-a-Lago. They were going to use deadly force. They set up Trump. They brought in classified information. They don't have a case, and they try to cover it up in the court documents, right? Redacting everything. And the other thing that we've come to learn is that Trump was supposed to be notified about the raid. Julie Kelly put this out and said, well, though Smith is correct that the FBI planned indicated Trump's lawyers would be notified before the raid, media reports and congressional testimony indicate that's not what happened. DOJ brass decided not to notify Evan Cochran until after the raid began. Of all the stupid and dirty things Jack Smith team does, this motion might be the dumbest. He just opened up not just the opportunity for Trump to disclose more details about the raid and ask for more discovery. Cannon could use this motion to schedule a hearing on the matter, fueling more media coverage and outrage on the right. Absolutely. And look what Jack Smith did on Friday night. He put in a gag order request because they're losing the narrative. Too much is being exposed, and he doesn't want Trump talking about it. Trump responded to this and said the following. Deranged Jack Smith has asked Judge Cannon in Florida for a gag order on me so that I cannot talk about all the crimes he has committed, including the illegal, unconstitutional, and unwarranted raid of Mar-a-Lago. I guess they're hoping they can silence me from telling the truth like the corrupt and highly conflicted judge in New York City has done. Gag orders have a very strong tendency to backfire, and if anybody should be gagged, it should be deranged Jack, who has recently caught doing very bad things, and I should be able to talk about that and everything else having to do with the hoax from which crooked Joe Biden was fully exonerated. And he's absolutely right. You don't gag the person that is defending himself or herself. You gag the other side. So you could see that they just don't want people to learn the truth because they don't have a case and they know that everything is falling apart. Now, that doesn't mean that the corrupt judge, the corrupt jury, the corrupt everyone won't find Trump guilty. And what's very interesting about the case in Manhattan with Bragg, we can see that the judge is corrupt and he's now giving the jury very, very specific jury instructions. To find Trump guilty of felony level falsification of business documents, the jury must unanimously find that Trump falsified the documents in order to commit or conceal a separate crime. But the jurors do not have to agree on what that separate crime was. And that's what the judge said, Merchant. Trump's defense argued that to issue a felony level conviction, all jurors must be required to agree on the predicate crime. Defense lawyer Emil Bove argued that the jurors should have to agree on a single predicate offense, but prosecutor Matthew Colangelo said that the law doesn't require that. The importance of the case is not a basis for deviating from the standard application of law, Colangelo said. There's no reason to rewrite the law for this case. Merchant agreed with the prosecution, of course, and said he won't impose the requirement the defense requested. In other words, if some jurors believe that Trump falsified business documents solely to cover up a tax crime, while others believe that he falsified business documents solely to cover up an election crime, the jury can still convict Trump on felony-level falsifying document charges, despite disagreeing on the predicate crimes. That's absolutely ridiculous, if you really think about it. But again, this is a corrupt legal system. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden plans to address Trump's hush money verdict from the White House. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's guilty or innocent. He's going to address the verdict. This tells you everything you need to know. Actually, Stephen Miller responded to this and said, they aren't even hiding anymore that these trials are Democrat campaign strategy. Absolutely. But you can see they're doing everything they possibly can to make sure that Trump is found guilty. They're giving certain instructions to the jury. They wouldn't let Trump bring in expert witnesses. It's almost like the Letitia James trial. It's almost like the trial with E. Jean Carroll. It's the same exact thing. And now they need to control the jury. And this is why they're giving them very, very specific instructions. And the jury, it doesn't have to be unanimous in their ruling. And it doesn't even have to be on the same crime, which is absolutely ridiculous. But again, you could see this is showing the people the two-tier justice system. They're showing, look, a political opponent is actually going to put their political opponent in jail. This is a banana republic. And this is what the people are seeing right now. Now, it doesn't matter what they do at this point. Yes, if they put Trump in jail, his poll number is going to skyrocket like we've never seen before. The people are going to come to his side because the people are going to say, okay, this is ridiculous. I heard the case. I heard what went on. And there is no case. Actually, the guilty one is Cohen. They put a liar and a porn star on the stand. I mean, really think about this for a second. So is this going to convince everyone that this is a two-tier justice system, that Biden is actually going after his political opponent? Absolutely. Even if they don't put him in jail, the people still get it. If they do put him in jail, well, that's going to confirm everything. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, the Wall Street Journal opinion, Alvin Bragg has improved his case in the Trump trial. The evidence shows why the charges should have never been brought. New York prosecutors rested their hush money case against Trump this week. But after 20 days in court and a trial transcript of 4,000 pages, the missing piece is still missing. The question is whether Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg presented the evidence necessary for a conviction. And if we were in the jury room, we'd say no. So we have pretty much CNN, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, many other experts all saying that there is no case here. This should have been dropped a long time ago. Statutes of limitations ran out. The FEC, the DOJ didn't even want to bring these charges up. You can't actually charge Trump with a crime because it was legal expenses. They didn't prove anything. And everyone's looking at this going, why is this even a case right now? And once again, you have everyone saying there is no case, just like when they had the case with Letitia James with Trump's real estate holdings, saying that, oh, yeah, he, you know, lied about something, the valuation of his business. There was no victim. There was no case. But what did people see? They saw a corrupt system actually rule against him. Now you're seeing a case where there is no case. All the legal experts, even CNN and the rest, they're confused. And people are saying, okay, there really is no case here, but is this really coming from Biden? Now, if he's found guilty, this will be the topper on the cake. It will show people, yes, this system is rigged. They're coming after a political opponent. Biden is using this. And again, Biden, once he makes the announcement from the White House, you could tell, yes, he's involved in all of this. And I do believe Biden agreed to the June debate, hoping that Trump would be found guilty and he would be able to get out of the debate. Now, if he's not found guilty, I do believe Biden's going to try to continually push the idea that I don't want an audience. I only have, you know, I only get one question. Trump doesn't get any questions. You turn the mic off. I want to sit down. He's going to make so many demands on the debate. He's going to hope that Trump says, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to have a debate with this guy. But I don't believe any of this is going to work. And I think this is all going to backfire on the deep state players, just like everything else. Because remember, once Trump appeals all of this, the appellate court is going to say, this was no case. This wasn't a case. Yeah, all of this was completely against the rule of law. And that is what people are going to hear. Just like the people now know the whole Russia thing was a hoax. Everyone knows their impeachment number one, number two, they were a hoax. All of this is one gigantic hoax. This is all about getting their political opponent, getting them out of the way. Everyone now understands this because the population is waking up. The population is seeing it. The counterinsurgency is working. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, I have a great case, but with a rigged and conflicted judge. History proves, however, that I would be far better off with a bad case and a great, fair, and honest judge, letting everyone know that the rule of law would work. But if you have a corrupt judge, the rule of law does not work. And I think people now are seeing this, and people are starting to realize, wow, when you overthrow a government, look what happens. This is absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that Trump said, this was during the Libertarian Convention, he mentioned that unlike Joe Biden, I don't throw people in jail for disagreeing with me. I don't do that. Take a listen to what he said.
A lot of people ask why I came to speak at this Libertarian Convention, and you know, it's an interesting question, isn't it? But we're going to have a lot of fun. Well, in the last year, I've been indicted by the government on 91 different things. So if I wasn't a libertarian before, I sure as hell am a libertarian now. And unlike Joe Biden, I don't throw people in jail for disagreeing with me. I don't do that.
It's very interesting that he says that, you know, I don't throw people in jail like Biden is going to do. Does that mean he's going to jail? That's very interesting. But while Trump was talking to the Libertarian Convention, he let everyone know that he was going to commute the sentence of the Silk Road founder if elected. And that individual was, his name is Ross Ulbricht. And this individual, he was put into prison, actually two life terms plus 40 years in prison for creating a site that was used for a wide variety of illegal transactions, including narcotics, hacking services, false IDs. And this is according to the Justice Department. Now, I do believe most likely this was done because this site kept everyone's identity a secret. And again, the deep state players, they don't like that. If you're going to do business, they don't like when things are a secret. I mean, think about cryptocurrency. Remember the central bank, the Democrats and the rest who are completely against cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. They don't like it because they don't know exactly what you have. They don't like it because they don't know who has what. Just like if you had cash in your house, they don't know who has the cash. If you had gold in your house, they don't know who has the gold. They don't like that. They like everyone to be tracked because this way they can tax you. But if you go back to our founding fathers, we were never supposed to be taxed. We were supposed to create our own currency. We were supposed to use tariffs to pay for the government. But this is not how the central bank system works. The central bank system loans the money to the people. And if the people are getting that loan with interest attached, they want to know who has their money. And that's why they like to keep track. This way they can tax the people on that money. That's why they like that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and George put this out, said Trump just won over the libertarians that have been booing him by saying, if you vote for me, I will commute the sentence for Ross Ulbricht. This man is a political genius. He could have said that at the start, but allowed them to boo him and then cheer for him after he said it. And now they're confused because the guy they've been booing is the only one who can fulfill their dream. Think about that for a second. Brilliant strategy. And now he has the libertarians on his side. Because think about it. Everything that they're doing, all the charges that they're bringing against Trump, he is now a libertarian. And think about what Trump is doing. He's going after all of these individuals, going after the black, the Hispanic, the Jewish, the libertarians, going after the D's. He's bringing the country together. He's uniting the country, showing the people the true enemy. And I do believe in the end, he's going to allow the people of this country to have their voice on Election Day. George put this out and said the New Hampshire state legislator has passed a bill that eliminates all exceptions to showing voter ID. HB 1569 will now require all voters to show ID before voting. New Hampshire will be a crucial state in the upcoming election. Under current law, if voter doesn't have a valid form of ID, but an election official or town city clerk can verify that person's identity, then they can cast a ballot. Additionally, voters registering on Election Day without a approved voter ID can vote if they sign an affidavit saying they are who they say they are. Democrats are already claiming that this will prevent many from voting in November's election, but that's exactly what needs to happen. If a voter can't bring ID to vote, then do they really deserve to vote? No, most likely not. If you can't prove that you're in this country and you're a citizen, I don't think you should vote. Most, if not all, voters already bring their driver's license with them everywhere. That won't be different when voting. Absolutely. And it looks like the deep state argument, the D's argument, is completely and utterly falling apart. But Dan Scavino, he put this out on X and he says, flashback to May 30th, 2019, after delivering his commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy, Trump stays to shake hands with 1,000 candidates. And the video shows Trump shaking the hand. Now, what's very interesting is Scavino mentions May 30th, 2019, but when you go to the post, most of the posts on May 30th, 2020, reference counterinsurgency and insurgency around that time frame. And yes, the posts talk about Antifa, which is very, very interesting. So I would like to go to post 4325. This is May 26, 2020. Down below, it says D's in coordination with domestic and foreign assets have launched, as known, a full-scale insurgency attack against the people of the United States in an effort to regain power by any means necessary. All assets deployed, current landscape, coordinated and deliberate events to impact rig presidential election, war, all caps, which means we're heading towards war. The future of our republic is at stake. Survival as a nation. We rise or we die. We the people. Then Trump, he put out two very interesting truths on True Social, and he said the following. Joe Biden's radical left Democrat Party is a fascist movement that wants to throw you in jail if you post a meme they do not like. What you are witnessing under Biden is a toxic infusion of Marxist left, the deep state, the military-industrial complex, the government security, surveillance services, and their partners, all merging together into a hideous perversion of the American system, the criminal syndicate. Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. My mission is to liberate our nation from these fascists and frauds, to rescue our democracy, to restore our republic, and to evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House so that America can be a free nation once again. Then he put this out. 2024 is our final battle. With your help, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communist Marxists and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will drain the swamp. We will rescue our country from these tyrants and villains once and for all. The great liberation of America begins on November 5th, 2024, and the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. And that is the whole mission. Everything is based on the 2024 election. From the time Trump came into office in 2016, he set everything up. The first phase of the plan was to get the military in control, to put everything into place, to declassify all the information and actually catch the deep state in everything that they have been doing. And that was done his first term. The second term, which Trump usually says, is this going to be my third or second term? His second term was to wake the people up and to get rid of the terrorists around the world, to remove the deep state players and actually build the counterinsurgency. You already had the first part. You already had the military. The second part he needed was the people. To get the people on his side, he needed the people to fight for their freedom. He needed the people to see the true enemy. This is his second term. The third term is going to be taking back the country where justice will be served. That means the people will be behind him. That means there'll be arrests. That means the deep state will be running. That means the people will get justice. And I do believe this is all part of the plan. The plan is going according to schedule, and that is because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.